7:37 on the KGO Morning News, and media have a lot of influence on society. Okay, we know that, right? Film in particular has historically had an effect on how we as people view ourselves and each other.
And with that in mind, Charles Grande founded a nonprofit called Film Projects, which is aimed at promoting the dignity of all people through the production of film. Charles and independent film director David Lewis join us this morning in the KGO studio. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. Charles, first, tell us a little bit about what prompted you to start Film Project.
It's amazing how we are affected, our consciousness, by what we see on film. And it has a way of changing the way we view life and understand ourselves and other people. And it's with that understanding that I developed Film Projects and hope to reach many, many people by doing that.
So, David, we understand that you and Charles have just completed a screenplay. What's it about, and how soon will you start filming?
It's called Particular Friend, and it's about a young man in a seminary who suffers abuse from priests and his struggles to find peace from that.
Is it a true story?
It is based on a true story, yes. And so it gets into the pathology of the situation, which I think has a lot of interest, and we're hoping to film sometime in the summer.
I noticed that in your mission statement, you say why you exist because hatred, intolerance, and bigotry toward people basically needs to be changed, and you want to change the perception of society as a whole. Is this just one of many projects that you hope to have?
Correct. The Particular Friend is the first of many projects that we hope to have in our line of films, and it's our focus right now. And as David said, we're trying to raise $250,000 in order to make the film. And if there's anyone out there who feels generous enough to donate, they can go to our website, filmprojects.org, and they can contact us through that website.
And we will, of course, link that up to our KGO Morning News Facebook page.
Naturally, yes. And there's another little backstory here that has nothing at all to do with with this effort. Jennifer, you want to tell that?
Right. Well, actually, the way that I found out about this project is Charles, this is the first time I've ever called him Charles. I've always referred to him as Reverend because he officiated my wedding 3 years ago. So it's nice to see what else you do. And obviously, you know, you're keeping with, you know, making society better and that kind of thing. The people that you're focusing on in your films, are they local people? And from where are you getting your story?
Well, they're true stories, not necessarily local, but true stories that have people facing very difficult challenges in their life, yet responding in extraordinary ways. It's not to say that they don't descend into darkness during their struggle, but they're in that struggle. They're able to reach inside themselves and find something in there that they're able to redeem themselves with.
All right. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for joining us this morning. It is called Film Projects, and we will link that up to our Morning News Facebook page.
Yeah, thanks to Charles Grande and David Lewis, involved in Film Projects
at
filmprojects.org. Thanks a lot.